We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sorry. All right. Hey, jumping back on here. This question last night for Joe Biden, an almost actual question for Joe Biden, from a mom of a transgender daughter.
I'm the proud mom of two girls, 8 and 10. My youngest daughter is transgender. The Trump administration has attacked the rights of transgender people, banning them from military service, weakening non-discrimination protections, and even removing the word transgender from some government websites. How will you, as president, reverse this dangerous and discriminatory agenda?
Okay, so that was the question. Here's Biden's answer.
If I say, no matter what answer I gave you, if I say it, that's the...
Wait, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Here we go. Here's Biden's answer. Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, let's try this again.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination.
An 8-year-old boy or girl can be the opposite gender. Just one of the highlights from last night. Let's jump on the phone with Jimmy in Spartanburg. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Tara. You know, when we had the financial crisis a few years ago, you know, the Democrats put all these rules and regulations in place. You know, it's time for us to, you know, if Trump wins the White House, you know, get back to the White House, or, you know, House and Senate, they ought to put the rules on Facebook and Twitter. Let's put them through the growing pains of being a company. You know, let's tax them. Let's put all kind of rules and regulations on them. Let's let them know how we feel about that.
Yeah. Here. Okay. Here's the thing. I don't want to regulate them like banks. I don't want to do that because what we really need is we really need diversity in competition when it comes to social media platforms. And if you have seen the, you know, what the Democrats have planned, trying to operate the phones here and it's not working. If you've seen what the Democrats have planned, they actually did file a bill to regulate social media, and it was terrifying. A lot of it was just speech restrictions on people like you and I. And so I'm very nervous about what would be in that kind of regulation. I don't think breaking them up will do a darn thing. So now you have Twitter 1 and Twitter 2 censoring New York Post. I mean, folks, this morning we got Wall Street Journal, Lee. I mean, Wall Street Journal saying the same thing as New York Post. We're going to censor them now? Is that how that's going to go? It doesn't work. So what we need to do is we need to cancel 230. Just cancel it. No more libel protection. If you guys want to act as publishers, that's fine.
That would go a long way right there.
Cancel it. You guys want to be publishers and you can have the same rules that we have and Channel 4 has and the Greenville News has. We'll have those same rules. We get sued for libel if we report something that's not true. You get sued for libel if somebody posts a comment that's not true or a post that's not true. You go right ahead and be a publisher. And you know what, Lee? At that point, I don't even object if they want to censor.
Well, I mean, it's like here.
Be a publisher. Then we'll know you're a left-wing publisher. And then you know what? then we'll have a fair playing ground. You know what the other problem is? This is a three-pronged thing. Can I just say this and I want to get your response? Here's the other problem with this. Apple and Google and the big platform controllers. It's not just the censorship of Twitter and Facebook. They have effectively blocked or kicked off other social media competitors as they've tried to platform. And so, I mean, they did this with Gab. I mean, they basically destroyed Gab. If you can't get it on your phone, you can't get it easily. That is a competitive infringement. That would be like if, you know, but that's control of the market. If companies are powerful enough to say, I'm going to let these three banks come onto the market, and they offer mortgage rates at 8% apiece, but I'm not going to let these three banks over here come on the market that have 3% mortgage interest rates. We'd all get that. Mm-hmm. We would fundamentally understand, no, that's not competition. That needs to be regulated. That's monopolistic behavior. But that is what Google and Twitter and Facebook are doing. Twitter, and people say to me all the time, well, somebody else start another one and it'll be, no. Because as soon as they get any kind of traction, start getting any kind of numbers, they get deplatformed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having a development with no entrance to the main highway.
Yes, exactly like that.
And that's what the issue is. It's not that they're not letting them develop it. Sure, you can put a development on this piece of property, but if you think we're going to give you access to Interstate 85, sure, right, not going to happen. It's the same thing.
Here's the other competitive practices, and so this is huge, and this is why when you're looking at this, somebody who's the attorney general, Bill Barr needs to be fired if Trump wins. The attorney general needs to go forward with this because within Twitter and within Facebook, there are also monopolistic practices. For instance, boosting the circulation of certain media outlets while taking 90% of the traffic from other media outlets by throttling them just based on their point of view. That is monopolistic behavior as well. And so what you're seeing here is four to five different lawsuits that really need to come from the Department of Justice, for starters. And they're on. So this is a very big, very thorny, very complicated issue.
Yeah, it is.
And so, you've got on the one hand, the platforms, the big platforms, openly saying, hey, we're going to throttle the competition of Facebook and Twitter. I mean, we could solve the Facebook and Twitter problem if other social media platforms had equal access to the market because they would just become like MySpace. Nobody go on there. I don't want to be throttled. Why am I wasting my time? See, so there's three different facets to this. So I think it's a little simplistic to say regulating them like banks. I mean, I think we need big legislation. I think we need Department of Justice to go after them for monopolistic behavior and use those statutes. And we need some maybe new statutes to allow the prosecution and to allow redress for monopolistic behavior. And one of the best things that could be done by Republicans, here's the thing. Right now, the social media giants have almost complete immunity from lawsuits.
Right.
And so people like you and I, and even us, I mean, WRD, we'd have a good lawsuit. We want to share. We think it would help our business model to share the New York Post story, but we're not allowed to. And we're not allowed to do our own reporting on it because it might be throttled. We might be whatever. So that kind of behavior, one of the things, the most simple things Republicans could do if they had control again was to facilitate a lawsuit. In other words, take away some of that immunity, allow groups that have been throttled to sue for internal algorithm information. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Allow their lawsuits to go forward. Put other measures in as well. For instance, what the Democrats are doing with police right now all over the country. Right now, most municipalities have sovereign immunity. So if you're a police officer, you're not sued. You can't be sued personally. It's almost impossible to sue a police officer personally for what they do on the job, right? And it's very hard to sue the police department. You can, but it's very, very, very hard. It's a high bar. It's called sovereign immunity, right? Give the tech companies the opposite. Tech companies must pay, all of the costs for the lawsuit if they lose. But the people who sue, the little people like me and you, we don't have to pay all the costs of the lawsuit. We see what I'm saying? We can tip this so that the public begins to have power to sue these big tech companies. There's a lot of things we can do, but we need to start now.
Well, there just needs to be pressure. So listen, I get it. If somebody says something on their platform that is offensive, illegal, immoral, or whatever, you know, in a perfect world, if they are completely open about it, yes, they should not be held responsible. But if, I mean, like our situation here, under the FCC rules, if we allow someone to come on our air and to say something that the FCC does not permit during certain hours, we're held responsible. The board operator, the management, the owner of the license, they're held responsible. And it's not even something we did. It's something we allowed to do. We are required to not let somebody go live on the air and say something that they shouldn't say. That's a legal requirement that we have as a federally licensed radio station. But these platforms, they don't have to worry about that right now. And then that's what they're getting away with, is claiming that because we don't want you to hear this, we're just going to make sure you don't even see this.
Right. So I guess Text writes, you admit that tech companies are using monopolistic practices, but you don't want them split up or regulated. Splitting up doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
They're still operating by the same rules.
Look what happened to the Bell system. And I'm not picking on them, but because I wasn't really in favor of them breaking them up to begin with. They broke it up. You had all these small systems. What happened? They all pretty much separated, then got back together again. And now it's AT&T again.
Right. So if two Twitters, three Twitters doing the same thing, that doesn't end the problems here.
Right.
We says you don't want them regulated. Well, it's a fine line between regulation and then opening up the courts to class action lawsuits to more easily go forward. Is that regulation? Not really.
No, that's...
you know what I'm saying? So regulation makes me very nervous.
It's regulation by litigation.
Yeah, because once these... I mean, keep in mind here, okay? Let's suppose Republicans sweep this time. That'd be wonderful. We take the House, we take the Senate back. These are the same Republicans who demanded that Facebook and Twitter throttle their own followers and demanded in these hearings. I mean, they were roasting Trump. Republicans. These were Republican committees. Republicans leading this. Again, demanding that Facebook and Twitter not allow Trump to use their platforms to win again. So, I mean, do you want those Republicans writing the regulations? Because I have a feeling that conservatives are going to end up just as throttled. I don't trust them to regulate. But what we really need to do is just open it up wide. Regulations make me very nervous about that. I don't know that that's necessary. Because here's the other problem. I mean, theoretically, they're already regulated. Because under 230, they were supposed to be able, they get the libel lawsuit protection in exchange for being neutral platforms.
If we had regulation.
Is anyone enforcing that? No.
If we had regulation whose end was a free marketplace where everyone had an equal opportunity to compete, then I'd be for it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a little more complicated than kind of what.
Yeah.
Yeah. But brighter minds than mine who are better at this can figure it out. I'm confident of that. I think we can fix this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So they did it again last night to Trump. It's a game the media plays. It's actually pretty smart. The media likes to pretend Trump hasn't condemned white supremacy. They play this game by claiming they're giving him another chance to denounce it when they question him. Sir, we're going to give you one more chance to deny, to disavow, to condemn white supremacy. So they pretend they don't know he has done it over and over and over and over and over since 2000. Samantha Guthrie played this game most recently last night. Sir, I'm going to give you an opportunity. You would not denounce white supremacy. He did. Twice at the debate. In a row. Played the audio. One time, two times. There you go. You can have it. So they pretend that he did not denounce white supremacy. What he actually did was not denounce the Proud Boys. He said, I don't even know if they're white. And it turns out they're not white supremacists. Their leader is black. Several of their chapter leaders, including LA and Utah, are black. And so the media twists that. Well, he wouldn't condemn the Proud Boys. They're not white supremacists. And we went through this. Even the Anti-Defamation League, which is a very left-wing group, is very clear. They say, yes, they are sexist and they are transphobic, but they're not homophobic. They have gay members and they're not racist. They have black members and black leadership. This was all written before any of this. So the idea that Trump hasn't condemned white supremacy is absolutely absurd. It's a joke and it's laughable. So I put this up for you on my Twitter feed and my Facebook page and my Parler feed. Presuming those are still up and running aloud this morning. I don't have to check from minute to minute. This is Donald Trump. It starts in the year 2000. Yeah, the year 2000, 20 years ago. Trump condemning white supremacy. In this particular mashup, he does it 19 times. Not enough for the mainstream media. And you know one of the things you hear on here? Remember when KKK dude David Duke endorsed Trump? He immediately says, I disavow. Immediately. And the media keeps asking again and again and again as they pretend he hasn't disavowed. Do you know that the organizer of the Charlottesville rally, the self-avowed white supremacist, Richard Spencer, endorsed Joe Biden? Did you know that? Yeah, Joe Biden's a perfect fit for him. He's a liberal. He's a socialist. Long history of voting for Democrats, voted for Barack Obama. And he's also a racist. Joe was a racist and a white supremacist. 60s, 70s, I mean, the record is endless. I mean, Spencer's a perfect fit for Joe. They have the same belief system. Or at least Joe did for much of his career. I don't know what he really believes now. Joe contradicts himself on a dime. Yet oddly, Joe's allowed to run around talking about white supremacy in Charlottesville and Trump never condemned, which of course he did. He's never asked, hey, Joe, you know the organizer of the Charlottesville rally has endorsed you, dude. Do you condemn that? Nope. Just one of the ways the media manipulates you. Okay, it is today's first Supercut. Trump condemning white supremacy. Share this with all your liberal friends. I put it right up there so you can do it.
What do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party right now?
By the way, this is the year 2000.
Well, you've got David Duke just joined. A bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
Would you repudiate David Duke?
Sure.
David Duke and robocalls are out again. The white supremacist movement supporting you. Do you have any words for that?
Well, I disavow. I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow, okay?
And I don't mind disavowing anybody, and I disavowed David Duke, and I disavowed him the day before at a major news conference.
Are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am. David Duke is a bad person who I disavowed on numerous occasions over the years.
What are your views on the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists?
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is, you're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question.
Paul Ryan this week said, quote, if a person wants to be the nominee of the Republican Party, there can be no evasion and no games. They must reject any group or cause that is built on bigotry. He was talking about you.
But I've rejected. How many times do I have to reject? I've rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. From the time I'm 5 years old, I rejected them.
David Duke announced his Senate candidacy, claiming your agenda for his own, or essentially saying, glad that you spoke out.
Are you ready before you ask the question?
Newt Gingrich said, every Republican should repudiate this guy, no matter what it takes.
And I do. Are you ready?
Would you support a Democrat over David Duke, if it was what was necessary to defeat him?
I guess, depending on who, the Democrat, but the answer would be yes.
Do you want white supremacists to vote for you?
No, I don't at all, not at all. And I will tell you, this is not about hate, this is about love.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay?
That was Charlottesville. Hear what he actually said?
And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America.
He spoke out forcefully against hatred, bigotry, and violence, and strongly condemned the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and the KKK.
But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups,
sure,
and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to
do
specifically?
That.
I've always denounced any form
of any of that. You have to denounce.
I have to say, I've said it many times, and let me be clear again, I condemn the KKK. I condemn all white supremacists. I condemn the Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys, almost nothing, but I condemn that.
This is the absurdity, folks. And then Guthrie Lesser, we are finally condemned. Oh, God. They'd never ask Joe about it because they don't want you to know that the organizer of the Charlottesville rally, former Obama Occupy guy too, and racist, self-avowed racist, endorsed Joe Biden. He'll never be asked about it. This is a game. If you don't understand this yet, this is a game. It's not real. It's fake.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There's only one kind of privilege, folks, and you don't have it. You don't have it if you're black. You don't have it if you're white. You don't have it if you love freedom and just want to self-direct your life. You don't have it. Now, there's only one kind of real privilege in America. Privilege so strong, so intense, it's like a superpower. Liberal privilege. Joe Biden has liberal privilege. I know what liberal privilege looks like. Liberal privilege looks like this. Charlie Kirk tweeted this morning. How is Joe Biden not asked a single question tonight about the New York Post story on Hunter Biden? It's not the New York Post story anymore. It was their story, but now the Wall Street Journal has done it. Said, yeah, this is legit. We've got more emails. A simple question for Joe Biden, the most logical question, a simple one. Joe. Those emails real? Are those emails real? We all know they are. If they weren't, he would have denied it by now. That's liberal privilege. Being able to commit any crime, to go around the world embarrassing your country. You want to talk about foreign relations that are embarrassing? They say, Joe, Trump is so embarrassing. You know what's embarrassing? When people from foreign countries, leaders from foreign countries, large and small, from Ukraine to China, to Iraq, go, oh, God, here's another one of these high-ranking American officials. Get out the payola. Get out the cash. Got to pay them off. What's the difference between us and Russia? Honest to God, I'd love to know at that point. What's the difference? That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. You got business before the State Department. Got to pay off Hillary. Got to write a nice big check to the Hillary Clinton Foundation if you want to pay it. You got to pay to play. Here, we'll pass you off to Huma. She'll tell you where to deposit the cash and make a recommendation for how much you should give. Or how about Joe? Yeah. You might want to hire Hunter. He's very talented when he's not cracked up out of his mind on drugs or being kicked out of the U.S. military for use. Yeah, go ahead and hire Hunter. That's embarrassing. And yet, when the evidence is glaringly in front of you and us and the entire world, Joe Biden, talk about liberal privilege. This is liberal privilege, not asked a single question about his very clear criminality and the criminality of his family. That's power right there. That's graft right there. That's access to untold riches right there. And I guess the cool thing about America is you don't have to be born into the white right family to have that. If you want to find any hope in any of this, you don't have to be born into the right family. You don't even have to be the right color, race. You just got to be liberal and of use to the party. And you can do whatever the hell you want. And not only can you pocket the cash, IRS won't ask any questions. Like them in the email say, Joe got 10% of the $30 million from China. Where's that? See, if Trump did this, everybody would be demanding to see his tax return. And somebody would eventually leak it. Where's Joe's tax return? Anybody want to see that? See any calls for that this morning? See any calls for that this morning from Republican leadership? Wow. I mean, because even in Common Core math, 10% of $30 million, that's $3 million. And Tucker wasn't, Hunter wasn't very happy about having to pay Joe. Says he's been having to give Joe half of what he collects for 30 years. Wow, that's a long time. Liberal privilege means when you get busted doing it, the FBI goes behind you and collects the evidence with a subpoena and hides it. Liberal privilege means when the FBI is asked, I can't get this in enough hours today because I know a lot of folks across the country, talk show hosts use this show as talk prep. As prep for their shows. That's why I've repeated this, so bear with me. When the FBI is asked, as they are according to the Yahoo article, if you want to talk about it today, you can get it off my Facebook page or Twitter. When the FBI is asked, are you investigating? You've had the laptop and the emails for a long time. You investigating? They said, yes, we are. We are investigating whether the Russians planted them on the computer, whether some foreign entity planted them on the computer. They are assuming they're fake. That's privilege. The largest, most powerful law enforcement agencies in the country will help you cover up your crimes. The social media giants of the country will help you hide them, and they'll denigrate anybody who asks questions. That's the privilege. Remember, when they accuse you of something, it's what they're doing and what they have. That's why they use privilege all the time. They are the only ones in our country who have privilege. And I guess the good news is if you want some, join the Democrat Party. Get yourself elected. Because no one will stop you. Especially not Lindsey Graham. We'll have more on that coming up next. Remember when Lindsey Graham said Joe Biden was a good friend and it would be wrong to investigate Hunter? Remember that? Lindsey Graham's greatest hits. Somebody asked the senator, because he won't talk to me, I ask real questions. Surely someone in the press corps in his state will ask him, sir, do you think it'd be a good idea to call Hunter in now? Or is Joe still such a good friend of yours that you wouldn't do that? Because if that's the case, sir, you're not a friend of mine. You're not a friend of the state. And you're certainly not a friend of our voters. Call him now. Get out the subpoena and send it before the election. We'll go back through Graham's record on this. It's fascinating now that I'm reading it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to work on this next week, too. You can get a jump on it. Text the word Senate to the text line 71307. Call Lindsey Graham's office and ask him to call Hunter Biden. Tell him you won't vote for him unless he calls Hunter Biden. Tell him to subpoena Hunter Biden right now. You want it done before the election. Look, I mean, if we can haul the head of Facebook and the head of Twitter in before the election, surely we can haul in one crackhead. He can't have anything really, you know, pressing on his schedule. I can't imagine. I mean, I know he's running around the world collecting bribes and extortion payments for Joe Biden. But I mean, other than that, there's nothing else on his calendar that I would think. I mean, we could probably get him in, right? Lindsey Graham once said he would not call Hunter Biden. He said Joe Biden was his friend. Here's Lindsey Graham nearly in tears talking about how awesome Joe Biden is.
The bottom line is, if you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? I called him after Bo died. And he basically said, well, Bo was my soul. I've talked for a long time. He came to my ceremony and said some of the most incredibly heartfelt things that anybody could ever say to me. And He's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics.
Is that right?
He is as good a man as God ever created.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting and all. You refuse to subpoena him, sir. And I get that you love them and that they're your best friends. But see, the problem is there's emails now talking about shaking down China. Talking about shaking down Iraq. It's the Biden family. We need you to call Bo. I'm not Bo. We need to call it. Sorry. We need you to call Hunter. We need to call him. We need you to subpoena him. Because this ends right here. And we need you to ask two very simple questions. Are the emails real? Are they authentic? And then we need this. Says here you collected $30 million from the Chinese. You gave your dad 10% of that. Did you collect the money? Did you report it to the IRS? God, I mean, if you want me to come in, Lindsay, I'll do it. You don't even have to do it. Don't strain yourself. I know you love Joe and I know you love Hunter. Let me come in. I'll ask. I'll even write the questions for you. It's very easy. Did you report the $30 million to the IRS? You wrote that your cut was 20%. That's $6 million. Did you report that? Or did you just get it in cash and pay it out to the crack dealer? What about Joe's share? It was 10% you wrote. Did you pay it to him? Did you pay it to your dad? Do you know if he reported it to the IRS? Are those emails real? Are those texts real? Says here in this email that in exchange for the money for Burisma, the understanding was from the Burisma executive that Joe would get any cases against the company shut down. He actually wrote that to you. Is this email real? Lindsay, we could do this in 10 minutes. It'd be far more effective than grilling Twitter and Facebook. And you yourself said in the announcement, you didn't know if the emails were real. Well, that's pretty important, don't you think? Why don't you call them? See, that's how we'll know. Give us a sign before the election. That's how we'll know if we should vote for you. If you're with us and not with them, not with the elites in D.C., call Hunter Biden. Call Hunter Biden. Or maybe it wouldn't be a good idea for us to vote for you after all. Call Lindsey Graham's office and tell him that. Text Senate to 71307. And yes, we're going to be all over this on Monday and until the election. Or you can just subpoena Hunter now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.